KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and occasional thunderstorms this morning, and then again later this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy and breezy, a high of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, topping the news, it was a deadly Mother's Day weekend on Iowa's roads with six lives lost in four separate crashes. The State Patrol says that around 6:30 a.m. Saturday, a single vehicle accident in central Iowa's Greene County took the lives of 36-year-old John Twombly of Des Moines and 26-year-old Alexander Scherer of Boone. That accident happened on Highway 30 west of 222nd Street when a 1989 Corvette driven by Twombly failed to negotiate a curve and veered off the road, through a cable guardrail, down an embankment, and hit a tree. Authorities say alcohol was a likely cause of the crash, but the accident remained under investigation. Less than 2 hours later, as we mentioned in our reports on Sunday, 27-year-old Tara Norton of West Des Moines and 70-year-old James Snyder of Adair died in a near head-on crash Saturday at around 8:10 a.m. east of Oneida. 63-year-old Constance Snyder of Adair was injured in that crash and flown to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A few minutes later, in southeastern Iowa's Monroe County, one person died and three others were injured in a collision between a van and a car. The State Patrol says a 2001 Pontiac Bonneville driven by 47-year-old Mark Gerritsen of Bloomfield was traveling north on Highway 5 at around 8:17 a.m. when a Toyota van driven by 69-year-old Marlon Copeland of Ottumwa, for reasons unknown, crossed into the northbound lane and struck the car in a near head-on manner. Gerritsen died at the scene. Copeland and two passengers in the van, 5-year-olds Annalise and Josephine Konotek, both of Ottumwa, were injured. Marlon Copeland was flown by Mercy helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The children were transported by ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Centerville. That accident remains under investigation. And a former Mount Mercy University basketball player died at a hospital following a Johnson County car crash that took place a little after 3 a.m. Sunday on Interstate 380 near the Iowa Highway 965 overpass. The State Patrol says a northbound car driven by 26-year-old Rashad Carrington went out of control and struck a guardrail and then landed in a roadside ditch. He was pronounced dead later at an Iowa City hospital. Carrington graduated from Mount Mercy in 2013 and most recently was playing for the Cedar Valley Court Kings, a minor league basketball team based in Waterloo. Red Oak police report one arrest and two persons were cited Sunday. Authorities say just before 1 a.m. Sunday, 31-year-old Mario Morales Aranda of Omaha was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also cited for driving without a license and failure to obey a stop sign. A passenger in his vehicle, 29-year-old Filberto Morales of Ralston, Nebraska, was cited for open container of alcohol as a passenger. His fine amounted to $330. Mario Aranda was held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And a traffic stop was conducted early Sunday morning in Red Oak for a vehicle that was driving without its headlights on. The driver, Michael Hamilton, was cited for being a minor in possession of tobacco. He was then released to his parents. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports late Saturday night, three men were cited for possession of alcohol under the legal age. Those cited include 19-year-old Brendan Burt, 19-year-old Luis Rodriguez Ibarra, and 18-year-old Elias Guerrera, all of Red Oak. And a juvenile citation was issued to 17-year-old Oscar Vega of Red Oak for minor in possession of alcohol. Vega was released to the custody of a parent. The Cass County Board of Supervisors have a busy meeting Wednesday morning. On the agenda for their 8:30 a.m. session is a public hearing on a confinement feeding operation permit for Southwest Iowa Egg. During their last meeting on April 29th, the board learned the facility near Messina intends to renovate the plant buildings in phases over a period of years. Two buildings will be removed and replaced with one larger building with an increased capacity for both laying hens and manure management. The facility is expected to be more efficient and better for the birds. Officials say it will also keep the manure drier and provide less outgassing of odors. Later in the meeting Wednesday, the supervisors will review the Southwest Iowa Egg construction permit and score it on the master matrix and act on a recommendation to the DNR. In other business, the board will hear a presentation from Cass County Tourism and a request for funding for tourism brochures. They'll also act on a resolution supporting a Home Base Iowa, a public-private partnership to match military veterans with jobs available in Iowa, and they'll act on approving a contract among Cass County Farmers Energy Cardinal and the Iowa Economic Development Authority for a high-quality jobs program. In other business, the board is expected to act on resolutions to approve the appointment of a short-term Cass County Treasurer's Administrative Assistant, along with the setting of wages for the Cass County Attorneys and Treasurer's Administrative Assistants, a resolution for appropriations adjustment or spending authority transfer with regard to the fiscal year 2016 Cass County budget, and they'll act on authorizing the county recorder to offer passport photo services. In the funeral announcements, Josephine Thelma Leslie, age 95, of Avoca, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Josephine Leslie will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ellen Bodler, age 91, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A massive Christian burial for Helen Bodler will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Estelle Blazik, age 81, of Orient, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Estelle Blazik will be today at 2:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marlon Mike Lilly, age 82, who is formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Johnston. Funeral services for Marlon Mike Lilly will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Janet Gustin, age 65, formerly of Atlantic, died Friday in Stewart. Funeral services for Janet Gustin will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. George William Clark, age 82, of Cypress, California, a native of the Griswold area, died February 8th. Public graveside services and burial of cremains for George Clark will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Waveland Township Cemetery, south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Viola Speaker, age 105, of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Viola Speaker will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.